Last week you had a chance to come close to the close of Perek Beis. Ramchal had laid out that the first step, you want to start getting practical. And a Jew wants to get on onto a trail of real growth, methodical growth. So what's the first step? Ramchal said the first step is to think. The first step is to actually, you know, from time to time, step off of the treadmill of life and stand on the side and think. To get off of the trail sometimes and to look at the trail. Not always it can't always be doing. Sometimes I have to stop and consider what I'm doing. Think. Stop doing, start thinking about the doing, then I can get back and keep doing. But if I take out, carve out time to think, to be mizboning, to reflect on what am I doing, where am I trying to get, is the trail I'm on really the best way to get there? Cheshbon ha-nefesh, zihirus. He says that's what zihirus means. When Pinchas Ben Yair says that the first step is zihirus, it doesn't mean being cautious. He means being reflective, being leading a contemplative life, leading an examined life. It
can be dangerous, no?
What could be dangerous?
Contemplative, being too contemplative and too, you can think yourself into paralysis.
Yeah, so that's a good point. We're going to need to figure out how to do this right. And as I said, the pattern that the Ramchal has in Maseilas Yesharim is as he goes mida by mida, and this is the first step, the first mida is the heroes, he's going to begin with, let's define it, and then the second step is let's sort of break out the details. So that we're going to get to in Paragimel, what does it actually look like and how you actually do this well. And I was just thinking about the basic concept, but you're absolutely right, to overthink things is not good either, so we have to think about a productive way of engaging healthy self-reflection, healthy self-examination. Now, first it's talking about sort of the overall, the broad strokes, as opposed to what Paro did. Right? What Paro tried to inflict on the Jewish people, it'll just get them so busy they just have no time to think. So the Yitzhar does that to us all the time, the Paro within. We get so busy, and some of them are busy with good stuff, but so busy that we don't have time to think, and then we're doing good things, but we keep doing far better. Or maybe doing good things, but not the right good things to be doing. But if you never stop to think, and you just sort of living on autopilot, Zahirus is getting off of autopilot and getting into living deliberately. Deliberating and then living deliberately. And he closes, we had seen last time, near the end, he closes with a comment from Chag HaNavi. Again, it's like the Jews, they got stopped in the middle, the ultimate construction project. They're building the second Beis HaMikdash, and it went on pause. And he shows them and says, what are you doing? They'd gotten so it couldn't work, it wasn't working, it had to stop, and then it sort of moved on with life. It's like the ultimate Zahirus moment. Like, stop, do you see what you're doing? Because you're in the middle of building Beis HaMikdash, you're just laying that lie fallow. That's sort of like a very dramatic need for Zahirus. But then, what we left for this time is a subtly beautiful Gemara, and it's a Gemara about this topic, and it's also an example of how to learn an Agadata for real. Here at near the very end of Perek Beis, right after he quotes Chagai and Mishle, Chazal Amru. This is our Chachamim tell us in Maseches Moed Katan, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, I think the 50th parak of Tehillim. Chazal comment, Kol Hasham Archosav Ba'olam Hazeh Zoche V'roa B'Yishros Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew who is Sham Archosav, who assesses his path in Olam Hazeh. I'm not just moving, but I'm stopping to evaluate, am I on the right path? What can I tweak? What can I do differently? In other words, a Jew who does Zahirus, so we expect that it's great, it's beautiful, right? I raise a tzaddik, I raise a ben olam haba, whatever. So the Gemara says, Zoch HaVirov B'Shoah Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will, such a Jew who is self-reflective, who tries to assess the path he's on, is this right, can I improve? So he or she will be zoche v'roi b'shar shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Will be zoche to see Yeshua Hashem. Be zoche to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving him. So I think a lot of us, if we, and I put myself in this category, if we come across such an agarata, so what do we say? If I ask you, so what did the Gemara say? So you say, the Gemara said that Zahirus is an important thing. It's important to be Shamar Chosu Al Mazah. But the Ramchal challenges us. He doesn't even make a point of it, but he's about to do it. But I want to highlight what he's about to do. These are the words of a brilliant, profound Chachamim. So every word needs to be evaluated here. So what's the second half? Zocha v'rabi shoshal kadosh baruch. Right? We say, oh, the Gemara said that Shamar Chosav is very good. It didn't just say very good. Could have said Harei Zitzad Gamar. Harehu ben Olam Haba. Or Chayev Adam lo Shamar Chosav Olam Hazeh. But what's up with the, you're going to be Zocha to see Yeshua Hashem? What does that mean? That a lot of us would just sort of go, whatever, it's an Agarata. We should say, it's an Agarata. These are the words of Chazal. What are they driving at? So Ramchal points out that the Gemara is actually telling me two critical things. The first one is the topic of this chapter, which is you got to be Shamar Chosav. You got to engage in Zahiris. There needs to be self-reflection. But then the second half of this Agada, which is also based on that pasuk in Tehillim Perek Nun, says, you know what's saying with the Yeshua Hashem? Why that as opposed to any other? Maybe I'll be zocha to wealth. Maybe zocha to who knows? What's Yeshua Hashem? So he says, no. This is not. This is very, very, very particular. O pasher to, says it's obvious. Shafilu in pikecha adam al atzma. If a person is mifakech, if a person does take the first step, which is mifakech atzmo, zehirus, thoughtfulness, self-reflection, still in bekoholin inatzel, it's still not going to help. My zehirus alone isn't going to save me from the yitzara. Iluli HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozra, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me out. I need the divine assist. I need the siyata d'shmaya. Why? Yitzhar is very, very powerful. Uchem mamar hakasav. He said, the truth is, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, earlier in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayim. So, fe rasha la tzadik umavakesh la miso. The rasha, in that context, it means not someone else who is a rasha, but the rishus within, the yitzhar within me, is peering, watching the tzadik carefully, mevakesh la miso. Yitzhahara, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed us. The Yitzhahara is primed. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed our neshamas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed our psyches such that we have a tilt towards doing the wrong thing. The Yitzhahara is out to get us. But Hashem lo yazvenu, the Yitzhahara is out to get us, how are we going to survive? The answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to abandon us. So what the pasuk is saying is, my efforts alone are insufficient. Because the Yetzirah is so powerful. You need to have, it can't just be me. It needs to be the Ribbono Shel Olam. It needs to be Siyata D'Shmaya. But here's the catch. So it has to be Siyata D'Shmaya. I'll just sit back and put my feet. I can't do anything anyways. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save me Yetzirah, he'll save me Yetzirah. Okay? So it's on God. So I'll just sit back and wait for Siyata D'Shmaya because, I can't do this. Look, Lahavdil, right? If you have more snow tomorrow, if I want to drive down my street, but there's 6 inches of snow on the street, I don't have the tools to clear my street. I'm just going to have to wait for the snowplows to come. I hope they'll come sooner. Maybe they'll come later. I don't have there's nothing I can do to help them. Well, I'm going to go out with my shovel and we start clearing the street, the roadway. It's pointless. Right? So just wait. Go do something else and wait for the snowplows to come. I could do my own driveway. I'm not going to do the roadway. So we might have said, if I can't do it myself, I need the Ribbono Shel Olam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do it. Okay. I'll do my thing. Yetzer hara, nisayon, life. It's up to God. So So he says, no, hold on a second. There's a careful balancing act here. It's a lot more nuanced than that. Do I always get this Yatzer Shmaya? He says, no. Achim ha'adam mifakech al atzmo. If a person will take care of himself, which means, number one, cheshbon ha'nefesh, mifakech al atzmo, self-reflect. If I take the first step, and the first step is zehirus, says, az HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist me, v'nitzo min ha'yetzahar. And then I can be safe from yetzahar. If I'm not going to take the first step, if I'm not going to engage in self-reflection, if I'm not going to take the first step on the ladder, zehirus, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to take care of me. In other words, my own efforts are not sufficient, but they are necessary. I can't do it myself, but I need to be a participant. Unlike plowing the streets, well, I mean, I pay taxes, but you know, in the moment, I'm doing nothing. I could be out there with my shovel or not. This street will get plowed just the same either way, because the snowplow is doing the whole job. And I am not only insufficient, I'm unnecessary for clearing the streets. But here it's different, he says. Here, you need both ingredients. I have to take the first step, and then there needs to be a siyata shmaya as well, but the siyata shmaya flows from and follows on the heels of me. And the truth, if you think about what that means, is in a sense, I am doing it. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's going to give Siyata Dishmaya if I take the first step. So the truth is, by taking the first step, I'm also indirectly driving, I'm eliciting Siyata Dishmaya. So it is on me. But I can't do it alone, but my work will elicit divine assistance. So ultimately, my first step is what's driving spiritual success. Success against the Yetzirah. Making the decisions I want to make. Let's go back to that Gemara that he quoted. And now the Gemara sings, Kol HaShomer Chosav Al Mazeh, a Jew who takes the first spiritual step, a Jew who reflects on life, doesn't just go through life on autopilot, but he does zehirus. He carves out time, he or she carves out time to think about, what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Am I making good decisions? Do I need to tweak things? Do I need to shift angles, shift perspective, shift trajectory? If I'm going to do that first step, then Zocha V'Rov Yishos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what's going to happen? I'll be Zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping me out and allowing me to actually succeed in the way that I'm trying to succeed.
It's not the reward.
Right, exactly. It's not exactly, Barry. It's not, if you do Zahirus, then Hashem will give you a reward, then he'll help you in some other unrelated thing. No. I mean, Hashem will help you in the thing you're trying to do. It's not right, exactly. It's not reward. It's, if you take the first step, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will assist you, so that first step will lead you to completion. So the truth is, once you, if you learn the Agadata with open eyes and with careful eyes, there's a tremendous amount going, a whole slew of concepts here. There is, number one, the idea that zehirus, that self-reflection, is important and critical. And not only that, it's the first step. Mm-hmm. And if you take the first step, so then you'll elicit siyata d'shmaya, and siyata d'shmaya is also necessary. So all these different pieces are really coming together in an incredibly dense, how many words is it? Kol Hashem Archosav Ba'olam Hazeh Zohar Rabbi Shasar Shetel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 11 words. You unpack all the Rashi Tehillim. In 11 words, a whole system of ideas. Fascinating. Rich. Very, very rich. So Ramchal is saying, and it all puts it all into perspective. There's a method to the madness. There's a method to growing and to living the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live and to moving forward. And the method begins with step number one. And step number one is the zehirus. And step number one is absolutely critical. And recognize step number one is critical, it's necessary, it's also insufficient. But it's necessary because if I take the first step, I'll elicit this type of siyata d'shmaya that can ultimately, the divine assist that will, that can carry me over the finish line. He says, if I'm not even going to take the first step, the Gemara had said, that Gemara in Makkan, if I take the first step, I'll elicit Siyat Tishmaya. But if I don't take the, if I don't take any steps, the Lord helps those who help themselves. And he says, that's what Chazal said. I'm not going to have rachmanas on myself. Why do I expect that Rabbi Shalom will? And he says, it's a long lines of, he quotes several comments of Chazal, the closing one of which is the Hillel, Imeina Nili Mili. If I'm not going to feed myself, who will be? And what the Rabbi Chal is doing, again, so subtly, such subtle beauty, he says that's not just about people, it's about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Here's what he just said. Imeinu Nili Mili means that I shouldn't expect Siyata Deshmaya if I'm not doing it for myself. Mili, not just other people won't help me. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I shouldn't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me an assist if I'm not doing it for myself. So he says, we need to understand the first step, and we need to recognize that the first step is insufficient, but absolutely, absolutely necessary. And that, by the way, may also explain another very practical Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. One of the comments of Rabbi Tarfon, words to live by. He says, Lo alecha malacha legmar v'yata rashai li'batal himena. I'm not necessarily obligated to finish the job, but at the same time, it doesn't mean I can just book out. So that has a lot of applications. A lot of times, we've all been there, where something just seems like way too bad. There's no way I can do this. So it says, no way I can do this. Don't stress. You're mechayav to do what you're able to do. If it's too big to finish, okay, you'll do what you have to. You do what you can do. Lo lacham lacha legmar. But also, the fact that I can't finish doesn't mean do nothing. It means adraba. So do whatever you can do. That's all you need to do, and that's what you do need to do. But pay me another layer of that. Why indeed am I supposed to be doing part? So on a simple level, it's, you know, if I can do half the mitzvah, I do half the mitzvah. I can't help everyone, but I can help him. I can't solve all situations, but I can solve this problem. I can solve this piece of the problem. Right? A part of what Rabbi Tarfon is saying is that often a chatzi davar is davar. Often a chatzi shir is meaningful. Don't be so black and white and don't see things as being binary. If I haven't done everything, I've done nothing. And that's certainly true. There may be another layer of it also, which is. Not only will, you know, don't fool yourself into thinking that if you haven't done everything, you've done nothing, but also don't fool yourself into thinking that you're only going to accomplish as little as you imagine you'll accomplish. You're likely to accomplish a lot more. In part because if I start, I can elicit Siyat Deshmaya. So the only thing you do, part. Do part. Number one, the part itself is already valuable. And number two, if you do part, you may have the Siyat Deshmaya to accomplish more than you thought you could. So these are powerful, powerful ideas. Now again, Barry, as you pointed out, Perek Beis is just sort of the basic concept. This basic concept, we're wrapping our arms, wrapping our mind around this idea that there's sort of the growth is going to begin actually not from doing, but from thinking about doing. Because if we're carving out the time to think about doing, we're going to end up doing much better than if we're just doing thoughtlessly. And in Perek Gimel, let's take a little bit of a peek. We'll jump into Perek Gimel full strength next week. Perek Gimel will probably take a couple of weeks. There's a lot going on in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, as you see, is Chelka Zahiris. Now that I like this idea, okay, the first step is to live an examined life, to live contemplatively, to think, spend time thinking about what I'm doing, where I'm going. Okay, well, as you said before, Barry, well, you know, some people don't think about life. A lot of people do think about life in different types of ways. Sometimes not always productively. You say, well, sometimes people overthink everything. That doesn't help either. So in Perek Gimel, he's going to talk about, among other things, beginning to sketch how to do this well. And he's going to lay out, we'll see next time, he's going to lay out three pairs of ideas that shape which are three different dimensions, three pairs of ideas that together shape what an effective type of self-reflection looks like. The point that it comes in different flavors. There's a forward-looking, there's a backward-looking, the different questions you want to ask about. You have to think about the ideal and the real, and there are different degrees to which you want to do it. So we're going to get to that mitzvah next time. We're also going to see, in the next parak, coming attractions, the first, but certainly not the last, of the following marvelous treat, which is that sprinkled throughout Mesilas Yesharim, now officially Mesilas Yesharim is organized around what we've begun in the past parak, which is Zahirus leads to Zerizus leads to Nikias, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is ladder of the steps of growth of Avos Hashem. And officially that is the framework of the entire Sefer. But every once in a while, Ramchal, you get the impression there were like certain sidebars. There were certain like separate independent essays, concepts that he wanted to develop. So he found a place to fit it in. It needed to be somewhere, so he found a place to fit it in. The first one is coming up in Paragimel. He has, and we'll see what the essay is about. The essay, not so long. Very fascinating. And he actually gets to the side topic, which ends up being more than 50% of the parak. The beginning of the parak is going to be the three pairs of ideas that together lay out what does effective zahirus look like. But then the majority of the parak is going to be looking at a related idea. And I don't know how many of you have been in a corn maze recently. He actually uses a corn maze as an analogy to think about growth and to think of one of the key tools in our toolbox for growth. I both say thank you so much. Belinaya, next week we will continue to really, where we will open up Paragimel in a serious way. Shkoyach. Good to see you. It's a treat to see you.